Yishalmi Demai Daf Mem Beis. The Mishnah, continuing with the theme that we learned in the Mishnah before, when a person gives separate to a Kohen, the Mafish Truma Meiser. So how do we do so at one time to take something and be Mafish at one time the Truma and Truma's Meiser? The Mishnah before was talking about separating from Demai. And therefore, the Mishnah only talks about Maisa. Maisa doesn't talk about Truma, because there's no Truma separated for Demai, as we established in the beginning of the Masechta. Because Truma's Maisa is taken from Demai, but Truma itself is not taken. This is only really a Safek. Memela, Mishnah here, is talking about Truma as well, because when talking about Vadai, Tevel, and Mela, we include all types of separation. Plus, we're not talking about bread, we're talking about the mitzvah of challah, is not mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah before was talking about a nachdom, a loaf of bread from a baker. Here we're talking about fruit itself, regular produce, and memela, there's no the Mishnah does not mention challah as well. It says the Mishnah, person has a pile of fruit and wants to be mafresh truma and trumas meiser in one procedure, in one act. So what do you do from one pile? So the Gemara says, you take off, you mark off on one part of it, 33 and a third of the total amount of the total pile, and this is considered about 3%. Look at the Rosh Misaluh explains it's about 3% of everything, which includes both. We'll merge and explain where the breakdown of it is, which one goes to what. Mafulda says, "Hainu sa'a echad mishloshim mishalish," and says the Mafulda, "Shloshim mishalosh se'in shalish yesh ben meyar v'shloshim." That's 130. Notel shnei shlishim matruma. You take 2/3 to truma, and then 1/3 shalshecha the truma's meiser echad mimeyar 100. So therefore, even though it's truma's vada, we're talking about vada tevel. We're talking about that the we have to separate both. There's room for both. By the Maida Mishnah before, there's no din of Mafish Truma Gedola. There's no din of Mafresh's Truma over there. So here, we need both. This is the amount that we need to separate both the Truma and separate the Truma Samaiser as well at one time. What does it say? 1/100 of what is here. I raise a bitzad zechulin, which is that on the side that's marked off, that'll be for chulin. Because again, when you're mafish, means you're separating something that'll now be going to the kohen. And the other part is chulin, belongs to chulin. So you have to see, therefore you separate it, you're marking off what is considered kadosh, what is considered kosher, and what goes to chulin. And that's part of what the separation, what the markup that you're doing does. Says the Mishnah, Usha Truma Lako. And the rest of it, the rest of the part that you marked off, which is the other parts, the other 200s, it goes to, that's for Truma Gedola. That's for Truma on the rest of the piles. But we know that the 2/3 you mark off, that's for Truma. And the 1/3 goes to Truma's Meiser. But the rest of it is a Chulin, and that's the separation, the mark that you make, as we explained earlier, is the separation that divides up between the Chulin and the Kedusha. Says the Mishnah, Mei Chulin Sheyesh Kan. Gemara says, when a 100th Chulin that's here, again, you have 1/100 of what was left, which remains chulin. Now, it's besides that meiser, which on the side of the part was marked off meiser rishon, the sham meiser samachlo. The rest of the meiser rishon, that's part of the, that's considered in the part that's not marked. You take it off from the part that's not, that's separated from the part that's going from meiser truma and for truma and for meiser truma. Zeshis meiser osi truma la'atzel Hashem. That which I made meiser rishon, and the part that's separated is now Trumas Meiser, male. It's Trumas Meiser for the Meiser Rishon that I gave a Shachal. The rest is considered Chala. Again, here we're talking about Chala. We're talking about the, this we said before that the Mishnah is not talking about dough. So what's the idea of Chala? The ratio doesn't speak about Chala. So why are we including it Chala over here? So there are different opinions as to what exactly what the Gemara means, what the Mishnah means. The most important include this as well. We're talking about that all three, once we spoke in the last Mishnah about Tchala, and Truma and Truma's Maisa goes to the Kohen, so we include as well, the Tchala is brought down as well, even though the case was talking about produce, but once we're separating it, if it would be a case of a bread, of a Nachtom, then it would go as well, those are the three things that go to the Kohen, that's why it's included as well, in the same amount that belongs to the Kohen. So therefore, it would be considered, all this is considered a Maiser love and Shachal, and the rest would be considered Kala, which you could separate for the gift of the Kohen, the part that's normally given for Kala. Maiser Sheni, Bitzfono, Bedromo, Mechulalamos. What about Maiser Sheni? Maiser Sheni, you could set aside on either on the north or the south, I eat one either side of it. And you mechtur on ma'is. Of course, you're allowed to keep it. As we said, ma'is sheni, you're allowed to eat because you poured it onto a coin. And maybe you could bring the coin up to Yerushalayim. And maybe, therefore, whether you set aside the drum or the tzafon, whether it's in the south or the pro, whether it's the southern part of it or the northern part of it, either way, it'd be mutter to you to eat because you're being poured onto a coin. Merit tries to explain the halacha of giving all the matnas kuna together. It's doing it at one, you're being mafresh all of them separately, not individually, but actually not separately, but all of them together. That's the Chiddush and the Mishnah. You can do that last Mishnah, or the Nakhtom, and here by the Peros. You can do all of them together, the Truma and the Meiser, and the Meiser Truma, which is the Meiser Rishon, you can do it B'Val Sakas. So that's the thing about Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Dagmar says, Tosefta, Haritza, Lafish, Truma, Smart, Truma, Smart, 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 No, took a day truma, truma's maisa, chalaka acha. You could take it all as one. Mark it off as separately. V'kama, echamiasim. How much do you separate? Gemara says, echamiasim. 1/20th, 1/5th of the entire pile is what the total connection is separate. Now, it doesn't mean exactly, but it means an estimation amount that you take off would be the normal amount that you would take off. This would be the part that's separated for all of them together. Now, Fulda explains, Eina cheshbon kein sheyesh mat yoser. Don't think it's exact, 1/20th, 1/5th, because it's really a bit more than that. However, tuchalak and matruma, one goes lemeiser, and therefore it's 1/20th, it's a little bit more than that, but it's kind of rounded off, the gemara, the brisa really rounds it off to an average or a percentage, a karov, to 1/20th, 1/5th. And when you say, one may mekum, the 1/100th of what's here, Harein Sadzel Chulin Tevel is considered Chulin Tevel. That's for Chulin, that's Tevel. The Yodach Mi'arboim, Shmanim Semechlo, and the other 48th that's next to it, that is considered the Truma, Vashar Truma Lakol. The rest of it is considered Truma as for the rest of the bread. That's considered Truma, which when you take off the Truma Gedola, and from there you would take off the Challah as well. Now, Zot the Gemara, Chulin Yeshbo. That we said the Chulin that you marked off, Zeh, Halacha is zesh. I see chulin tevel. You say this 100 that I originally made from tevel that I separated that I made it into chulin. That's really tevel. Oh, see meiser. They are making it into meiser rishon. The shah meiser samachlo, and the other meiser is considered the other meiser rishon is part of next to it. But zesh I see meiser. Oh, see trumas meiser love. And that which I made into meiser rishon, I marked off meiser rishon is now becoming separation of meiser of considered of trumas meiser. And the rest of it that you separated, that's marked off, the rest of it that you're not going to be given the Truma Meisers is going to go for the for Challah. That will be the last part that you're giving for Challah. And now again, when we say Chulin Tevel, says the Prei Moshe, Lav Chulin Mamish, doesn't mean actual Chulin, we call it Chulin, B'lei Kri Hashem, B'Tevel, it's really Tevel. It's a confusion when the Gemara says Chulin is Tevel, it doesn't mean Chulin in the sense that it's mutter for you to eat. It means it's Chulin that is now Mechuyah for you to take off, it's Tevel until you take it off, then it'll become mutter for you to eat. Therefore, Mechulin Sheyeshbo, the Gemara said that would be considered how a person would be able to separate, it's the way the Prei Moshe learns the Gemara. The Rosh Mishul learns a little bit different, that the proper way to separate all of it together. And they take the Challah. And the Gemara is Maskana, Gemara concludes, same thing in the Lashon. The Mishnah, the Brisa is similar Lashon. And the Maisa Sheni that's in the north, you set aside, or in the south, is Mechul on the coin. You set aside for that purpose for the coin. And Mela, therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and partake of it. You're allowed to go ahead and partake of it. Zakta Gemara. Person has to go ahead and say five brachos, which means what? What do you mean five brachos? It means for each one of the separating mice you're doing one maisa, but you're separating truma, separating maisa rishon, you're separating truma's maisa chala and maisa sheni. All of these are separate things, and all of them have a separate bracha of being mafish. All of them have a separate bracha to be able to be mafish. Says again, there are mafulta, no truma, maisa rishon, truma, maisa kala, and maisa sheni. All of them considered make over bracha. Each one requires a separate bracha. Tanrab chia, kulam bracha, because now you all make it into one. It says all maisa, one maisa afrasha. You all make one bracha. Says there are mafulta, the oimin al truma, maisa rishon, maisa kala, oil, asa kulam bracha. You did it in one shot. Mele requires only one bracha. Even though each one's for a separate mitzvah, but being that you're doing it together, and one maisa afrasha, one bracha suffices for all of them. That is the way the Pnei Moshe explains it. Says the Rashi Misalu, "L'maisa sheni akosh omar k'sheki shani mitzasav v'tzivanu lahafish mekimin lekolasam etzafrin leglekos." Therefore, you say lahafish is all considered together in the lashon. You mafish all of these together. You mafish the bracha. You don't single out one. Quotes the lashon of the Rambam, but you mafish all of them together and hafrosha. And the Trumas and Maisis together, you say the Lashon of both of them, so that it's considered, you include everything into that Maisa Afrasha. That Maisa Afrasha is what is concluded over them, and that's how we paskin in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch as well, that it's either Gemara and the Mefarshim ask, and also Mitzvahs Kalvios, how do you go ahead and do one Afrasha for all of them? So there's many Terutzim, Lagabi, there's Teretz, how this is considered, because even though normally Mitzvahs, you don't put Mitzvahs together, but it's all in a similar one signal. It's all basic on the one heading of Afrasha. And therefore, many of them say, therefore, it doesn't apply. That rule does not apply in this case. And therefore, it would be considered acceptable to make it one bracha. Okay. Says the Gemara, the Adkadon Kohen Levi. This halakha would be mutter to separate in such a way. This procedure is both for Kohen and Levi. You're separating both the Kohen and the Levi, and you're giving him as well. All of them is separation as well. Yisrael ain't yom atumas ma'isa. Lagabe Yisrael, if he wants to say a bracha, lagabe shumas tumas ma'isa, nimsa mafish al davash eno shalom. Then he go ahead and be mafish shumas ma'isa on something that doesn't belong to him, and therefore we cannot do this. What's the nafkamina? Says the Ma'afulda, explains. How do you make a bracha on separating tumas ma'isa? It doesn't belong to him. It's not his. And therefore, even though you have a right to do this, it's your right to do this, you give it for yourself, but since it's not yours, that the Levi's the one who separates it, the Levi's the one who gets it, so Mela, you can't keep it for yourself, so therefore it's not really a separation. Mela, it's not really something you can make a bracha on, because it's not on your thing to do. And therefore, it applies to a Levi in Israel, but a Israel, since he can't keep it, and you give it to the Levi, really the Levi is the one who's mitzvah to go ahead and separate it. Because you can't eat it anyway. So we'll give it to the Levi, and the Levi is the one that separates. So it's not your mitzvah. So therefore, you would not be able to, the Gemara says, Israel will not be able to go ahead and make this bracha. The one should be due to mafish for both of them. Since he's not authorized to do it, so therefore it can't be. This is not so simple. Mefarshim speak of this in Bavli. And getting in a great arichus as to what is the rights, who actually has a right to it, is it considered yours, since you could pick out which levy to give it to. In a way, it is considered yours, you have a right to do it, but the Gemara is not machalic here. The Gemara here in Yerushalmi surely is machalic that there is a difference of the Vim, that you cannot do this, Yisrael cannot, and therefore you would not be able to participate in this actual mechira, because he can't say Trumas Meiser. And therefore, because that would be considered Maisa al Davashenu Shalom, and therefore you'd not be able to do that. Therefore, the say that one bracha to do all the afrashas cannot apply to Yisrael because you're not able to do the last one, the afrashas of Truma's Maisa.